Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Well, welcome again, our special show featuring experts from the Life Planning Network and their new book, Live Smart After 50, The Expert Guide to Life Planning for Uncertain Times. And up first, our frequent podcast partner, Bruce Frankel, as well as a new guest, Mary Radu. Welcome, you two. How are you this morning?
Thank you, Zara. Great. Good morning.
Great. Well, let me introduce Mary first. She's earned the master's in social work and is a certified professional coach, a philanthropy mentor, the vice president of the Life Planning Network, and the founder of the Northern California Life Planning Network. Mary's passion is transforming the uncertainties of career and midlife change into a discovery of choices and courageous action. She's the author of The Roadmap to a Meaningful Life and has her own coaching business, The Path Major Coaching, which is in Sebastopol, California. And as she, like those you're going to hear further from today, they're contributors as well as editors to the book Live Smart After 50. Bruce Frankel is a seasoned journalist, formerly with USA Today and People magazine. He's a New York Times bestselling author as well as a poet. And this is year three for Bruce's joining us here monthly on Circles of Change, often referencing his book, What Should I Do with the Rest of My Life? Bruce, in that book, spotlights 12 inspiring stories of post-age 60 second-half success, people who have refused really to let the assumptions about aging, illness, and stereotypes stop them from realizing their dreams. Bruce, in fact, is just back from leading a Life Planning Network quarterly meeting on creativity, which he began by leading members and guests into becoming a movement choir. So I never quite know what Bruce is going to present, both from the ongoing research you've done, Bruce, and these other experiences. So again, welcome you too.
Thank you. Thanks, Zara.
Well, great. Well, Mary, maybe I can start out and tell us, what was the goal of the Life Planning Network at this point in creating this special book, Live Smart After 50?
Well, the goal was really to awaken people in the general public about life planning and the benefits for them. And in providing them this book, Live Smart After 50, we put together a new set of tools for the new world that we face over 50.
Yeah.
Used to be that people, when they turned 50, worried about just getting older. But today's world is a bigger world and a new world, and there are many more changes that we have to navigate.
Yeah. In fact, Bruce, wouldn't you say, you know, when that whole wherever midlife was, as people spent, for those who were capable, did at least put time into understanding the financial planning side of things, their 401ks, or when can I really pull the plug, or my spouse pull the plug. But this book really is targeted at a much bigger holistic picture, isn't it?
Absolutely, because the world has changed so dramatically, and people are facing the need to create meaning in their lives for a longer period of time, to create meaningful work for themselves mm-hmm. for a longer period of time, to have to caretake in both their parents or their children for much longer than they imagined. So the entire world has changed, and so the whole emphasis of this book is to help people live smart and think differently and navigate their lives in the workplace or at home with these complex and growing issues.
And I think we should also, you also, though, in your network of people, the Life Planning Network, it isn't just how can we combat and push back and weather the storm, but rather this is actually a great celebration. I mean, my father at 87, just here in December, finally acquiesced and ramped down his company that he had been solopreneuring since graduating from corporate America at age 53. And you know what? He wouldn't be 87 if he hadn't sculpted truly a life plan, with maybe not knowing how to call it that, to go to that next level. Mary, and that's indeed one of the intents of the network itself and your book, isn't it? To really remind us it isn't just weathering, but embracing and jumping towards.
Absolutely. We really want people to look at what the positives are at this time of their life, where they're bringing together all of their wealth of experience and wisdom, and for them to now be at a place where they can start shifting. It's a very natural and natural movement in our lives to go from the striving to looking at what we want that's going to sustain our souls and what bigger questions there are in our lives at this point.
Or I think, you know, Bruce, like I know you encountered when you did all your research and interviewed, what, over 100 people for your book, What to Do with the Rest of My Life, that you suddenly realized there was a lot of either unfulfilled things or people circled back to things they had touched before or just adventured into places they'd never been before.
Yeah, and it's one of the reasons why I got involved with the Life Planning Network and this book is because so often what I experienced when I would go out and talk about my book and these people who accomplished these amazing things, people who were in the audience and heard me speaking would come up after and they would say to me, you know, I really feel a need to do something purposeful with my life. I just don't know how. Or I'm in this situation, I'm facing these things. How can I do this? How can I live a more positive life? How can I find my live out my ambition? How can I develop my life in the ways of the people in the book? And honestly, one of the things that I struggled with during that period of time was that I had very clear ideas about what had helped the people in my book, particularly setting goals and becoming engaged with communities and following their curiosity. But I didn't have a program or a method or anything like that. I was really going off of the research that I had done. And, you know, I really felt it was important to help people, and it's what I loved about, as soon as I came in contact with the Life Planning Network, what I truly loved about it was that it's a group of professionals around the country who are dedicated to helping people find a way in which to live a positive second half of life.
Yeah, that's right. And Mary, of course, you do that just day in and day out in your own business line. But the way that this book has been structured, you might want to take us on a little bit of a virtual walk. Again, for those who just joined us, we're talking about Live Smart After 50. In fact, that is the name of the website that you can go to. But the practicality of your book isn't just chock full of pragmatic, hard-hitting theories, real life experiences, but also tools and countless wonderful references that we could go use beyond that.
Absolutely. We built this book as an antidote to the uncertainties that we're all facing. We really believe that planning and preparation are the antidote to uncertainty. So we built a book around some of the key areas that affect us and the kinds of questions that that are raised at this time of our life. We start the book with giving you a framework of looking at what's new, what's different at this time of life, for you to take a look at how these issues touch your life. There's a 10-point quiz in the first chapter in the preface, which, by the way, your viewers can actually take that quiz online at our website, livesmartafter50.com, and it's the number 50. So we start out by giving you an opportunity to look at the major areas of your life and see what your sense of preparedness is and identify what areas of your life you might want to get started on to get more clarity and certainty and start preparing and go beyond where you are today. And then from there, we've built the book so that you can move to any chapter that applies to you and where you feel that you can get the most benefit in getting started in your planning.
Wonderful. Bruce, you know, why is it, or how has your community even recognized that this transition at midlife is different than others we may experience in our lives?
I'm not quite sure I
Well, how is this midlife transition different than, for example, someone who could pick up this book and look for the same tenets or frameworks for another transition point of my decision to leave the workforce or I'm coming out of college? I mean, this is specifically targeted, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, it's an interesting question you raise, and I think, honestly, the tenets of this book could be applied across the age spectrum. It's because many of the things that we suggest and deal with are things that would be valuable to an adolescent looking at college and thinking about their lives. My son's at the beginning of their life, starting with awareness and recognizing what's important to you and aligning your life to your values. Those foundational things that are part of what you do when you're in the transition in the second half of your life would serve us all well if we knew them when we were younger, too.
And to anticipate it. Yeah. Well, Mary, I would even suggest some people might be hearing saying, well, wait a minute, this is kind of a provocative title, you know, the guide to life planning for uncertain times. In other words, how can I really plan if life is going to be so uncertain?
Well, life is always going to be uncertain, and by doing some planning and starting with understanding what's important to you, you are in a much better position to be able to know what's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a place where you can put your stake in the ground and say, this is what's important. Now, what are my choices that I can choose from? And what choice is going to be best for me at this time of life with my particular circumstances and the realities that are in my life?
I think the other piece of it, of course, we've used first-person pronoun here, but I would suspect the other message of your book, and this kind of goes back to how you answered my question, Bruce, is this would be a great book to actually read with your partner, your loved ones that are dependent on you or you dependent on them. So it's actually could be a social experience, which you all would tell me is what we need to do regardless as we age, is take advantage of building community.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's so many issues that come up in relationships, particularly as we reach a point of transition where people see things differently. And so there are many aspects of the book and worksheets in the book that if people work through, they might actually become aware of how issues between them, how they need to solve them, how they might solve them, and open up possibilities that no one had ever really thought of. The point is that, and the importance of life planning is that unless you take this kind of holistic view and really do an accounting of your life and an assessment and look at what might be down the road, then you're left in a really unguarded position. And so you're going to, when crisis occurs or difficulty occurs, you're going to have to respond at those moments. And those aren't always the best times to be making major decisions. So that's an aspect of it. Another part is that, you know, doing life planning is really about actively engaging in your potential and your creative potential as well as your work potential and seeing possibilities. And I think, you know, from my point of view, what I encounter when I go out and do talks and so forth, so often people are filled with fear, and fear blocks their ability to see the potential. And so by doing this sort of active assessment and planning, you get a chance to overcome those fears.
Absolutely. For those of you just tuned in, we're speaking right now with Mary Radu and Bruce Frankel. They're members of the Life Planning Network, which is lifeplanningnetwork.org. And we have a copy of their recently released book called Live Smart After 50, The Expert's Guide to Life Planning for Uncertain Times. You know, staying on this track of the whole concept of planning, I'm firstborn, highly structured, probably dry, have driven a lot of people crazy in that regard, but also professionally it served me very well as being able to handle very complex projects that require maintaining a systems view. Mary, this idea of us maybe maintaining or maybe even identifying for the first time a systems view of who we really are, what we have been, maybe what we'd like to go to, and then put the plan so that actually we don't let the time sneak up on us where we haven't accomplished some of those bucket listy type things, right, that we want to do, let alone survive the upsets.
Right. The book provides you with tools to be able to go through a process so that these changes become more understandable. It gives you a place to start in assessing who you are and understanding the key components of what a happy and fulfilled life would be for you, understanding from the inside what's important, being self-directed. It then gives you a way of discovering what the possibilities are, looking at what the opportunities and the options are that are out there, helps you uncover those, and encourages you to go out and explore, to get more information. The book has many resources available, both for other books as well as online resources on each particular area, each subject area that may be of interest. So, for instance, if you are looking at caregiving, which mm-hmm. is a topic we'll talk about a little later, there are resources for you to look in your own community for caregiving opportunities, some help for the caregiver, as well as what resources there are for taking care of your loved one.
And even knowing what kind of questions to ask and having that framework is important. So I think what you started out by saying is so important for people to understand. This isn't about, quote, just getting to some final document that you might iterate if you're the one that would choose to write it down in copious ways. But it's going through the process that's so important, not just the outcome. And in fact, I think one of your contributors, Dori Mincer and Roberta Taylor, who've come on our show before, they would say it's important to puzzle through it. The idea of teasing out the pieces and looking for fit, not fit, but also allowing creativity and new things to pop forward. Right, Mary?
Absolutely. Yeah. And the more we practice that now, the better prepared we're going to be for dealing with the additional changes that are going to happen to us as we age. This is time to practice. When you learn a process and you learn that you can, how to trust yourself, how to ask the right questions to understand what's important inside, about what makes you happy, what kind of living environment you want to be in, what kind of community, what kinds of relationships will support and feed you, what kind of work works best for you, how all these pieces fit together, how you set priorities for yourself. As we do that now, it's going to support us as we go through different life changes as we go on. It's going to help us become more resilient so that we can continue to be thriving individuals as we age to the last breath.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I also think the advice you just gave for any of our listeners who are in the midst of a career change, that equally applies, because the kind of things of puzzling through or working through this process is as much of helping you be very present and embrace what you're doing today. So, Bruce, again, to reiterate, this really is, these challenges aren't just generated from external forces, but they're also internal, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not just whether you have a job, which may be very important to you or to people, but it's also, we certainly, as we age, when we reach a certain point of our lives, we want to, it's natural to want to give back to the world or to complete ourselves in ways that we may not have in the past. And there may be new urgency for us to leave a legacy, as you'll discuss later with Meg and Mary, or it may become urgent for us to complete ourselves in some way, feel purposeful in life.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you very much for kicking off our show. Again, we've been speaking about the new book, Live Smart After 50, and that is the name of the website, as well as the connectedness of this community of really terrific people over 30 that have contributed to this effort on the lifeplanningnetwork.org. Mary and Bruce, I'm going to talk to you again later in the show, but thanks a lot for setting the stage here with us. We'll be right back with you then.
Thanks, sir.
Great. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible.
The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.